another 500 points. In my ear, I could hear my friends giggling and applauding.
What?
The other soldier replied.
Ridden on a horse?
Yes, I said, 100 points.
You're using coconuts.
What? I said, 100 points.
You've got two empty halves of coconut, and you're banging them together.
So?
We have ridden since the snows of winter covered this land, through the kingdom of Mercia, through...
Another 500 points.
Where'd you get the coconuts?
And so it went. The character I was playing changed from one scene to the next, switching to whomever had the most dialogue. Incredibly, I flubbed only 6 or 7 lines. Each time I got stumped, all I had to do was shrug and hold out my hands, palms up, my signal that I needed some help, and H, Artemis, and Shoto would all gleefully feed me the correct line. The rest of the time, they remained silent, except for the occasional giggle fit or burst of laughter. The only really difficult part was not laughing myself, especially when Artemis started doing note-perfect recitations of all of Carol Cleveland's lines in the Castle Anthrax scene. I cracked up a few times and got hit with score penalties for it. Otherwise, it was smooth sailing. Reenacting the film wasn't just easy, it was a total blast. About halfway through the movie, right after my confrontation with the Knights of Ni, I opened up a text window on my display and typed, "Status on the Sixers?" 15 of them are still playing Tempest, I heard H reply, but 3 of them beat Halliday's score and are now inside the Grail simulation. A brief pause. And the leader, Sorrento, we think, is running just 9 minutes behind you.
And so far he hasn't missed a single line of dialogue, Shoto added.
I nearly cursed out loud, then caught myself and typed, "Shit!" "Exactly," Artemis said. I took a deep breath and returned my attention to the next scene. The Tale of Sir Lancelot. H continued to give me updates on the Sixers whenever I asked for them. When I reached the film's final scene, the assault on the French castle, I grew anxious again, wondering what would happen next. The first gate had required me to reenact a movie, War Games, and the second gate had contained a video game challenge, Black Tiger. So far, the third gate had contained both. I knew there must be a third stage, but I had no idea what it might be. I got my answer a few minutes later. As soon as I completed Holy Grail's final scene, my display went black while the silly organ music that ends the film played for a few minutes. When the music stopped, the following appeared on my display. "Congratulations! You have reached the end. Ready, player one." And then, as the text faded away, I found myself standing in a huge, oak-paneled room, as big as a warehouse, with a high vaulted ceiling and a polished hardwood floor. The room had no windows and only one exit. Large, double doors set into one of the 4 bare walls. An older high-end Oasis immersion rig stood in the absolute center of the expansive room. Over 100 glass tables surrounded the rig, arranged in a large oval around it. On each table, there was a different classic home computer or video game system, accompanied by tiered racks that appeared to hold a complete collection of its peripherals, controllers, software, and games. All of it was arranged perfectly, like a museum exhibit. Looking around the circle, from one system to the next, I saw that the computers seemed to be arranged roughly by year of origin. A PDP-1, an Altair 8800, an IMSI 8080, an Apple I, right next to an Apple II, an Atari 2600, a Commodore PET, an Intellivision, several different TRS-80 models, an Atari 400 and 800, a ColecoVision, a TI-99-4, a Sinclair ZX-80, a Commodore 64, various Nintendo and Sega game systems, the entire lineage of Macs
NPCs, PlayStations, and Xboxes. Finally, completing the circle was an Oasis console, connected to the immersion rig in the center of the room. I realized that I was standing in a recreation of James Halliday's office, the room in his mansion where he'd spent most of the last 15 years of his life, the place where he'd coded his last and greatest game, the one I was now playing. I'd never seen any photos of this room, but its layout and contents had been described in great detail by the movers hired to clear the place out after Halliday's death. I looked down at my avatar and saw that I no longer appeared as one of the Monty Python knights. I was Parzival once again. First, I did the obvious and tried the exit. The doors wouldn't budge. I turned back and took another long look around the room, surveying the long line of monuments to the history of computing and video games. That was when I realized that the oval-shaped ring in which they were arranged actually formed the outline of an egg. In my head, I recited the words of Halliday's first riddle, the one in Anorak's invitation. Three hidden keys open three secret gates, wherein the errant will be tested for worthy traits. And those with the skill to survive these straits will reach the end where the prize awaits. I'd reached the end. This was it. Halliday's Easter egg must be hidden somewhere in this room.